Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.
The node you are calling is currently connected to node number RES9500. Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
November 6th, Timing Transistor Radio, listen.
WB9CST.
How's it going, RCST? You got Doc from Fresh Camp coming to you through the Echo Link.
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. Sitting around getting ready for my net here in a few minutes.
Cool. Something to listen into. I'm at the tire shop getting a tire fixed. Hopefully it gets better now. They may tell me I have to replace it. These guys, they don't fix them the way they used to back in the day.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, nowadays they want to sell you a new tire more than anything. I mean, a lot of the shops will just fix it and be content that they're doing a good job, but not most of these national shops. They're kind of hell-bent on saying, oh, it's not repairable here. You need to buy a new tire.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder.
Well, I guess all is good in trade and commerce, but anyway. They got the air conditioning up inside this building a little too high. I think I might have to step outside so that I can defrost a little bit.
Well, good job. I hope you're able to do that.
Yep, thankful every day. Anyway, I gotta step up to the counter, so gotta go. Good talking to you. 73 November 6th, Tiny Transistor Radio. Bye-bye.
73 WB9CST.
You have connected to a Sixlink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Yeah, I can hear it. The audio is a lot lower than normal.
All right, yeah, I got a problem, I think, with the Echo Link. M4, kill mic, can you copy?
Yeah, I hear you now. I heard you on the Echo Link, but the audio was really low.
Okay, yeah, I can monitor myself. I had to connect it on Echo Link to hear you because I'm listening to my repeater, but I have no audio coming out. I'm real close to my house, a couple of blocks away. But I'm going to run by there and check it real quick, see if I can find correct the issue real quick.
Yeah,
Roger
that.
Sounds
like a plan.
Yeah, I'd been doing a lot of maintenance on my computer and got a new hard drive in it. Solid state drive instead of the old other style, but still got the other one in there. But there's no telling what all was going on with it. It should have affected Echo Link, but I think I might know where the problem is, but I'm going to find out here in a minute. I'm like 5 houses away from there, so anyway, I'll get back with you here in a few minutes. Let me see if I can't get this corrected. M4 to your mind. Roger that, Gary, WDN, CST. Okay, I'm going to have to disconnect the Echo Link for a minute, shut it down, and if you wait a few minutes, you can try bringing it back up. And let me see if I can correct this issue real quick. The M4 kill my...
WB9CST, KAHWII.
Yeah, hey Dennis, go ahead, WB9CST.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, did I jump the gun? Am I a little too early for the net? Go ahead.
No, it's just about to start here in a few minutes, but I already put you down on the log.
Roger. Hey, thanks a lot, Richard. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. And this is the Everything Net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 UTC. And Interactive Net, please keep all traffic, transmissions to under 3 minutes. And before we start taking any check-ins, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Alright. Well, that's always good. If there's any, if there's ever an emergency during the net, call break, and we'll handle your traffic. Alright, so, I think I'll make today's question. Have you ever wanted to learn another skill of ham radio, and what would it be? So I've already got Dennis on the list. Any short times or mobiles come now? Randy, if you try to key up, there's no audio on your link, by the way. Okay, so, general check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSB.
This is Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Andy. John.
Alright, John has got you. Anybody else wishing to check in? WB9CSB.
Yeah, 0SYV.
Victor 44 kilomite. Victor 44 kilomite.
Alright, there we go. We got a few more people. KF0SYV and Victor 44 Kilo Mike. Let me go up to the top of the list here. And we'll start with Dennis. K88WII, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things where you're at? And what's another skill you'd like to learn in ham radio? Go ahead.
DB9CST in the net, KAAWII. I guess the only other skills I can think of I would like to learn would be Echolink and maybe some of the other digital forms of communication, such as D-Star other than T-Meters. Here in Royal Oak, the weather is nice, very fall-like. It's about 60 or 63 degrees. It's going to get down to 48. We don't predict any rain for the next 3 days. Here, we're kind of finishing up a little bit of our canning season. Went to the market with the XYL today and bought a half a bushel of large tomatoes. So tomorrow we're going to make tomato juice and can it. And then after that, we might make a batch of applesauce, and that'll be it for canning season. So WB9CSP, this is KAAWII.
Yeah, Roger that, Dennis. Thanks for checking in, and canning sounds good. It sounds like a great idea. So I might have to learn how to do that. I did want to try making pickles one time, so I did get all the stuff to do it, but the thing cucumbers spoiled, so I never got around to doing it. John, WATLY, good afternoon. How are you, and how are things up in Michigan? And what's a skill you'd want to learn in ham radio? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, and it's about the same here as it is in Royal Oak. I'm only a couple of miles away, so weather's about the same. A little cloudy, it's not really sunny right now. But it is a really nice day. It's a good day to be doing yard work. I'm on the radio instead. I'm gonna have to say skill levels. I wish I had the ability at this time in my life to get a working knowledge and skill level of Morse code. I don't have that ability right now, and I don't have the capability of getting any real speed. I mean, I know the individual letters and things like that, but to get a working knowledge of being able to use it to communicate with is not going to happen. But it would be nice if I did. So I'll leave it at that. I will talk to you on the next round. WATLY.
Yep, good job, John. I'm glad you were able to check in, and yeah, I've got a couple keys here. I need to figure out what I did with my, I'm trying to think of what it is. Oh, my Vibroplex here. I tried to hook it up to my HF radio, but I couldn't get it to work, so I ended up hooking my straight key back up. But thanks for checking in again, and good to have you. Let's see if I got this call right. KF0SYV over in Iowa, I think is where you're coming in at. How's the weather in Iowa, and how are you today? What would be another skill you'd like to learn about ham radio? Go ahead.
Everyone on the net, and yes, you are correct. It is KF0SYV, and as the weather goes, it's about 72 degrees, partly sunny. Very nice day to be outside again, like the other fella mentioned. But I got a little housework to do, so I'm inside. I too would like to learn or get better at Morse code. I've tried practicing it. I can't seem to get the dots and the dashes right with the letters, but it would be nice if I could. I'll have to work harder at it, I guess. Back to you, KF0SYV.
Yeah, things are disappearing off my screen, but I'm not sure what's disappearing off my screen. So hopefully things stay connected. I don't know what's disappearing. I'll have to make note of the time and ask. But anyway, thanks for checking in. And yeah, glad to see I was doing well. And I'm going to try and learn code myself. I know enough to call CQ and my call sign. And obviously SOS, but that's about it. So, thanks for stopping in. Now, the next station, I remember your call sign, but I don't remember your name and location because it has been a while since you checked in. Victor 44 Kilo Mike, good afternoon. How are things down in the Caribbean? What is your name and location? Like I said, I remember your call, but I can't remember your name and location. Go ahead. And what would you want to learn for ham radio? Over to you.
It's Good afternoon to you. The handle here is Hugh Hotel Uniform Golf Hotel. And we are located on the island of St. Kitts, the Sugar Tango, Kilo, Italy, Tango, Tango, Sierra, St. Kitts in the Caribbean. And we certainly like to get more into the digital side of ham radio and the programming associated with the digital side and make some few programming changes, etc. So we find that's a nice area to start getting into right now. And we're certainly going to apply ourselves to learning more about it and getting to be more familiar with it yourself.
Yeah, I figured out what's going on. All the IRL keys are disappearing, and I don't know why. That's weird. But, that's pretty cool. And my other question for you is, by the way, how many different classes of license do they have down there in your area? I've always wondered that. Go ahead.
Okay, we only have one general class license, and it's a license up to 1 kilowatt of power and in frequencies in the ham band. So it's just one general license. And we just started away with the MARS code, so you don't have to see the MARS code.
Yeah, roger that. Well, thanks for checking in. I'm glad to hear you after a while. It's been a while since you checked in, a good while. But don't be a stranger if you get a chance to check back in. I'm running this net every Saturday at 1900. Thanks for checking in, and have a good day. There is a 7-3 round if you get a chance to stick around. Alright, so that brings me to the bottom of the list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. I'm just in and out today, but nothing else for the net there. Back to net control. This is D5RJM Randy in Kenora, Saskatchewan.
Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike, HC5FM, over.
Alright, VE5RJM, I've got you as in and out, and Randy, you might want to look at some of the IRLP nodes. They disappeared. I'm not sure if they left on their own or they timed out or what happened, just to let you know. And, Lloyd, afternoon, I'm going to have you say your location, even though I know where, since there's a few new nodes connected. And, what would be something, skill you'd want to learn in ham radio, as today's question? Go ahead.
And this is Casey Papa Pim. KC5FM coming to you live from Kelly County, Kansas. And not a skill, but I've always wanted to put a Winlink node up and send and receive email through it. The IOS app for Winlink is a beauty to behold, and I'm happy with it. I wanted to put up a HF radio, probably on 10 meters, and call it good. Remember Thursday morning is Great American Shakeout, greatamericanshakeout.org, register there, amateur call Whiskey X-Ray 5 Echo Mike. WX5EM will be on guard for shakeout during the morning from 10 o'clock forward. register, check in on SunPowerNet, and participate. Happy to hear my friends in Caribbean Digital Amateur Radio Information Network, Sidarin. They do good work with a link system from Trinidad and Tobago through St. Kitts and beyond. Happy to be having them on there, and we connect to them periodically on SunPowerNet.us. And Richard, as a reminder, some folks having echoing difficulties again, make sure that you are on the EchoLink test server and make sure your audio is good before you connect to other networks, please. Thank you, Richard. This is KC5 FM. Over.
I've had to just disconnect that. It's just been causing problems. So I kind of think I'll just email them about that. Anyway, thanks, Lloyd, for checking in, and glad to have you. And thanks for checking in. And yeah, Joey was aware of his EchoLink issue, so hopefully you can get that fixed. But thanks for stopping in. And then with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CS3.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar, James in Missouri.
Kilo 6, Golf from Lima, Linda, California.
Alright, I picked up C there, James, KE3GRO, and Linda, K6GRO. Hi, James, how are you today? And what would be a skill you would like to learn in ham radio is today's question. Go ahead.
At some point, Morse code. I don't know if I'll get there, but at some point, Morse code would be good to understand. And there's a lot of things in ham radio that I need to understand, but that would probably be the hardest for me at this time. Back to you.
Yeah, I think everyone's having issues, or most people have issues now learning code. It didn't used to be that way, but, yeah, it seems to be a reoccurring thing. So, yeah. Linda, K6GRL, WB9CST, Hello, Vigate. And wir das Wetter in, I was going to say Deutschland, but you're not there. So, how are you today, and what would you want to learn on ham radio? Randy, and before I go to you, Randy, I disconnected you because something's consistently keyed up on your system there. Okay, there he goes. All right, go ahead, Linda, WB9CFD.
Well, Richard, WB9CSP here from KFIX. Yeah, by the way, you had a distorted signal for most of your transmission, but then it came back to normal. Yeah, it's still ganz gut here. It's going well. Sun is shining, and we're just, we're in the 60s, usual 60s, you know, 65. We expect rain Monday, hopefully. I did actually pass Morse code at 5 minutes per hour just before they did away with the requirement. I did not use it at all. You know, I wouldn't have been able to pass. answering the questions, they had like two ways you could pass the test. One, you had to answer questions, and then you listen to the Morse code, and then they asked you three questions, I think. I wouldn't be able to pass it. But the other way to pass it was you had to translate too many words in a row, and they could do that, so I passed. But I would like to brush up on that and maybe actually use it. There's an academy for that, actually. You can sign up for an academy, and they teach you. It's an online academy. And but what I really would want to do, that's always in the back of my mind, and I know you're doing it already, it's have a repeat, repeating. That's something, and from my understanding, one of the challenges is to get a repeater pair, a frequency pair. So whatever that means, I don't know exactly, but that would interest me to have a repeater out there somewhere. And then, of course, link it to Echolink, right, once you have the repeater, just like you do. So I think that would be fun to have. That's what I would like to do. I'm repeating. K6GRL, zurück zu dir, Richard.
Yeah, roger that, WB9CSP. Thanks for checking in, Linda, and I'm doing a test to see how well the cross-linking goes between different systems, FBA through me, and then different things, so hopefully it works out well. But anyway, thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. That brings me to the bottom of my list. So anyone else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
KK4RYG, Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf.
Checking in for KF5SSR, both in Grapevine, Texas.
Net Control, this is Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Dale Road, Bird, Oregon. Hey, Richard.
Kilo, Kilo India 5, Sierra Sierra Romeo, and KM5Y. Both of us, Richard.
All right. Let's see, I've got Lorenzo, KK4RYG, KI5SSR Jeanette, KM5Y Mike, and KC7YFE Dale. So let's go up to the top to Lorenzo. Hi, Lorenzo, I'm doing some testing here on connections. I connected everything up different this week to see if everything stays connected there. But other than that, how are things in ACK? Today's question is, what is a skill you'd like to learn in ham radio? Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. This is KK4RYG here in Lorenzo, Anchorage, Alaska. Time here is currently 11:25 a.m. Alaska time. And this will be check in, check out. But the answer to the question is, the one skill that I would like to learn is how to patch old-fashionedly the repeaters to the telephones. Back in the day, people used to be able to patch their repeaters into the phone line. So if you connected to the repeater, you could use the dial pad on a handheld to make a phone call. That part I didn't get, but I'm looking forward to doing that within the next 6 to 12 months. Hope that you guys have a great weekend, and I will try to get back with you next weekend. And Richie, mark me down for the 73 round. That will be pretty much my same answer. Everybody have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you soon. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Burnley Yankee Golf. Back to you, Rich.
All Roger, Lorenzo. Thanks for checking in, and good to have you today. And I'll text you a little bit later about some other stuff. But glad you were able to take a moment to stop in here. Let's see. I don't think it matters which order I put Mike and Jeanette in, because they're both there. So well, I'll put Jeanette first, and then Mike can go after. KI5SSR, glad you were able to stop in over here, like I was on the Alaska net. So, how are things down in Grapevine? And how are you? And what's a skill you'd want to learn in ham radio? Go ahead.
Thank you, Richard KI5SSR here in beautiful Grapevine. Well, I've been working on ham radio. I mean, I've been asleep, Richard. I got really tired after my nap. So, but now CW, Morse code, and I still have a long way to go. But people that want to learn it, there's ways to learn it. You can join the Long Island CW Club. And you just got to stay at it, you know. I'll just got to keep drilling it and drilling it. So, but anyway, I did update my QRZ page, so check it out, everybody. KI5SSR. And Richard, it's good to hear you. Good to hear you on Alaska Net today. And I'm going to hand this over to Mike.
WB9CSTK5Y. Hey, Richard. Hope everybody's doing great. Hope everybody's having a nice weekend. And, yeah, it's the weather's just beautiful. Fall in Texas, always wonderful. And just got a day off here and then a bunch more work coming, trying to study some new stuff that's coming up. And that's about it for me. And don't forget about, we have a net tonight, Litterbox Lounge on 11 Catch Radio Network. Come on out if you're not doing anything. Virgil, K4CUP, is going to be talking about herbal medicine, herbal remedies. It's always great. He has the vast knowledge of that. He knows all about that stuff, and it's good to know. You don't have, so you don't have to go down to the pharmacy and buy a bunch of expensive drugs all the time. So might be something that can save your life growing right in your backyard. But a skill I'd like to, I'm learning CW and I've got it enough to do basic QSOs, but I need to get better at it. It's a great skill because it doesn't require anything, a computer or anything. You can do it anywhere, anytime. You just need a radio and antenna and a key, and you can get out a lot further with CW than you can with voice. And I've done a little contesting with it, and it's awesome. You don't have the pile-ups. You have pile-ups, but nothing near what you have in phone. And so I think it's the reason people have issues with it is because it's not required anymore for the testing. And so it's the motivation to practice that gets people. And that's a really tough one. You got to really want to do it, and you got to really do it every day. Or at least every chance you get. So, thanks, Richard. I appreciate you running the net. Doing a great job. KM5Y, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks, Mike. And I feel terrible because I'll sit there and send CQ. And then once somebody answers me, I just get cold feet because I don't know what they're saying to me. So I give credit to Virgil for taking the time a while ago. I still have his card at the very top of my wall up there of the contact we made on... Well, I can actually tell you, let me get up here and look at it, on 15 meters. So, that was pretty fun. but thanks for stopping in, and let's go to Dale. Dale, I'm glad to see you trying to make an effort to come in here more and more. How are you doing today? Are you getting any rain out there? I know the West Coast is known for rain up in your area. And what would you want to learn? A skill in ham radio. Over to you, KC7YFE, WB9CSP.
We buy 9 Chicago style pizzas. Here, KC7YFE, Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Richard, thanks for the net today, my friend. And yes, we have been getting some rain. We're supposed to get some about maybe 1900 Pacific time here. It's probably going to last to about 2100, right around there. I just got done looking at my weather app, and you know, it shows my location, and I've got a few others here and there scattered out. So anyway, the thing I got to learn to do is get off my lazy rear end and quit being such a lazy Morse coder. Otherwise, I'm going to have to do something about that problem, because I suffer from what's called ham radio, what they call a very fatal and progressive ham radio related disease. It's called lack of code practice, LOCM. Hi. So I gotta try to learn to motivate and pick up some code and use that key I got on my iPhone here as a practice tool. That's what I do once in a while, but you know, I really should do that, and then try to work with DMR some more. Other than that, we got some cloud cover, but we got some sun popping through, so clouds are kind of thin over here, but there are some rain clouds around that are going to be floating through and dropping some off on us. So anyway, Richard, thanks for the net. That's a really good question. What you'd like to learn in amateur radio that you haven't learned yet, or have learned, but want to relearn. All right, WB9CSP Net Control. Thank you for the net. I want to thank everyone else here for being here, especially Mike, KM5Y, Jeanette, KI5SSR, and Linda, K6GRL, who I heard on her turn there as I came in. Keep coming back, everyone. Everyone here, keep coming back. And Richard, keep up the good work with this net. So with that, here's KC7YFE. We'll send the mic back to you and the group.
Yep, and Dale forgot one net that he always likes talking about. So I'll let you mention that one, too, before I move on. The coffee shop net. I have not been over there in a while, and I can't remember the time. If you want to mention that one as well.
Oh, well, thanks for the reminder, the little general reminder there, Richard. WB9CSP, KC7YFE returning. Well, this afternoon, I'm going to be over on the K6FN conference for our coffee shop. That's at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. East Coast time, and 12 midnight on the UTC. So, yeah, that's a gravitational round table, so stop in and visit with us. And we'd love to have you in there. And we also have one, and these run 7 days a week. In addition to that, we have morning edition 7 days a week at 6 a.m. Pacific, 0900 on the East Coast, and be about, I'm trying to think here, 12, maybe 1 o'clock, I don't know, I'm kind of getting lost with that sometimes. So with that, I'm going to hand it back to you before I pick up some more.
Good job, Dale. Thank you for checking in, and if you get a chance, don't be a stranger. I know my net sits in the time frame of a few other nets that start at noon, but glad to have you, and hope to hear you again next weekend. And with that, Dale brings me to the bottom of my list. So, anybody else wishing to check in, WB9CSP, give me everything that... Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the everything that calm down, WB9CSP. W0FOX, I can't remember if you've checked in before or not. But, good afternoon, how are you? What's your name and location? And, what skill you'd want to learn in ham radio? Go ahead. That's pretty cool. And yeah, he's been at ham a little bit longer than me. I started originally back in 06. This is my second time being a ham. So I'm definitely happy that I took my test and passed and became a ham again. It's pretty fun. So thank you for checking in. And hope to hear you again next weekend. Alright, I'm at the bottom of the list again. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in? WB9CSP. Yeah, FOX, go ahead with your comment, over. Yeah, your audio just disappeared, dude. That was weird. Try again. Okay, well, I'll give him a minute to fix that. That's weird. Okay, anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec, Quebec, Quebec. KG0, Triple Q, Jeffy in Richfield.
KE0 Triple Q. Now there's a call I haven't heard check in a little while. I know because I remember the Triple Q at the end. How's you been doing? Good to hear you again. How's the weather there? And today's question is, what is a skill you would like to learn in ham radio? Go ahead.
I really wish I was bilingual, and what I mean by that is anyone who could know another language, you know, like Morse code, that one completely blows my mind. I listen to it, I'm trying, but no Morse code here, but I can talk for the most part, and hanging out in the backyard, look up my QRZ page, you can see the center of the universe for Triple Q and the Pope that I'm working on. So I strapped into this 4x4, and I'm working on a, a double-ended handstick there, make a dipole, and I go vertical with it, so it's a handstick, a twin handstick, going up and down, and I get the whole contraption about 15, 18 feet in the air, and it really works. Back to the net, Jeffy, 80, CQ.
Good job, Triple Steel, and I will definitely look at your QRZ page. Before I do some more check-in here, now that I have enough people, one of my friends gave me an idea, and I'm actually going to start doing it the entire month of November, which is that radio I mentioned about giving away. Well, since nobody really entered into the contest, I'm going to change it and make it where whoever checks in the most times to the net throughout November will win that radio, and it's an ICOM ICV80 2-meter handheld. It works pretty good. I just don't have any use for it anymore. I have enough handhelds. So I figured I would give it away and let someone else who needs it more than I do have it. So just wanted to make that announcement. Okay, so anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CS3. I'll ask one more time. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Alright, let me zip back up to the top here. Where am I? Okay, there we are. Check my AIM window. Okay, Mike, I've got that. And, let's see, K88WI, WB9CSP, Dennis, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, WB9CSP, K88WII, and Richard, if you ever desire to pan Bill Pickles, I would be willing to share my recipe with you and tell you how to do it. The other thing I was going to mention is when I learned Morse code, that's when you had to copy 13 words a minute, and that was, I think I got my license back in 1974. And the first time I took the test, I missed by 2 characters, and what happened is I wrote down what was sent in Braille and read it back to them and missed 2 characters in reading it back. And the club that I tested with refused to let another blind person read my what I had copied down to verify that I indeed had copied it right. So then I went back and took the test and passed. But the way I did it is at the time I got a hold, somebody gave me a set of the Gordon West Morse code tapes, and what they would do is they would send characters at like 13 words a minute or so, or whatever one you were working on, 5 or 10 at the time, and the tapes were graduated, so as you built up speed, you could, you know, copy faster. And then what they did is they spaced the characters closer together, and so by the time I went back and took the test, the general test, you know, which was 13 words a minute, I had gotten to the point where I was copying 18 words a minute. And eventually, when I got on the air and used Morse code, I was copying 20 words a minute. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I hope everybody has a good week. Be safe. And we'll say 73, WB9TST in the group. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey, India, India, Venice, and Royal Oak, Michigan.
Well, hopefully the trees are pretty royal up there. Otherwise, we'll have to call them princess oaks. I just had to make that joke. But thanks for checking in, Dennis. Glad to have you. Let's see. John, the retired toy driver, W8TOI. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Oh, yeah, I'm a very retired. Yeah, well, thanks for running the net as always, and it's a lot of fun. I don't have a lot of voice left for some reason. I've like, been coming and going today. So I'm just going to invite everybody to the trivia net tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can get to that on Echo-WAHP-R Whiskey Hotel Papa Dash Romeo or TGIF 31268 or All-Star 612-361 and we'll leave the Sunday night net for next week. So everyone have a good afternoon. This is W8TOY 783.
Roger that, John. Thanks for checking in today, and have a good rest of your day. KF0SYV, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Listening and participating in the net. I want to thank you, Richard, and everyone for participating, being there. I want to thank you for running it. I'm on QRZ. I don't have a picture on there or anything, but you can look up my license location. I'm in a little town of Woodbine, Iowa, right along the Booty River. So not too hard to find on the map. Y'all stay safe and have a good week, and I hope they'll catch you again. 73KF0SYV. Clear it back to net.
Good job. Thank you for checking in, and I hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's see if Victor 44, Kilo Mike, guys, there. If you are, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over. All right, I guess he's not there. Randy was in and out, but I'll call on him anyway, just to see. If not, I'll move on. The E5RJM, 7-3 round. If you're there, go ahead. Alright, KC5FM, Lloyd, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
And this is KC5FM, Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike. And 73 round would be again a reminder of Whiskey X-Ray 5 Echo Mike will be putting a guard on sunflowernet.us, sunflowernet.us, Thursday for Rate American Shakeout, shakeout.org for your registration site, and WX5EM is already registered there for Rate American Shakeout. 7-3, Richard, and thanks for calling that. This is KC5FM. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for checking in today, and glad to have you. And I now know that Lloyd is extra busy because he also manages the Oklahoma part of Repeater Book. So I didn't know that until yesterday. Let's see, James, KE3GRO, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Okay, Richard, 73 to Saul. Hope you all have a good weekend and stay active on the radio. KE3GRO, going to be clear, 73.
Roger that, 7-3. Windeye's next, K6GRL, WB9CST. Guten Abend und Auf Wiedersehen. Go ahead.
Yeah, guten Nachmittag und guten Abend, Richard, WB9CSC here from K6GL, and the same goes to the group. Good afternoon, good evening. I just want to mention for anyone who is not aware of it, our Western Reflector is still down, which means the World Conference Center, the World Conference Server is still not available. Richard, the latest I heard through the Skygate people, Channel 2, that they did get a hold of somebody and it was a server issue, but right now still everything is down. For the World Conference and our net, we have moved our net, the morning and evening net, to Alara, which is the Alara conference server. It's Alpha, Lima, Alpha, Romeo, Alpha, Alara conference server. It's equivalent node 286905. And there's also an All-Star link, which is, the All-Star link is, 495. Is that right? No, that is yours. No, that is okay. Yeah, okay, so it's not, I have to correct myself. So the All-Star node is not directly connected to the Alara conference server, but we have a repeater that is permanently linked to Alara, so you can still reach us via All-Star through the WVHCW repeater in All-Star, and that is node 49515 or 43609. So there is a difference. The first number, 49515, is set up on a regular computer, and 43609 is set up on Raspberry Pi. So, but either node works. So, and our nets, of course, are at 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Pacific. So that's where we are still, because the Western Reflector is down. Let me pause. And the SkyOne net on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific is currently, you can hear it on the K6IS repeater, K6IS out of Sacramento. That's where they have moved it. Now, as to the DCS, ARCNet, that normally is held on Sundays at 6 p.m., and that would be the Red Cross Net and the Disaster Net. I am not aware that they have moved it anywhere else. To my knowledge, there is no net at all currently still. So that is that information. And then I wanted to say something about the auto pitch. That is very, very helpful. There are actually, believe it or not, there are people that do not have telephones. And I know of folks that are using handouts and auto pitch. And they're very, very easy. So our instruction is, if you have your handheld, you go to the repeater that has a bridge to AutoPatch, and you just dial *6 and the telephone number. The one thing to remember, though, is that there is third-party traffic, and those rules apply according to FCC, and that's where we have to still yield. But otherwise, and if you have emergency, same thing, just *6 and 911 gets you to 911. And to just disconnect, *0 and you're done. So, but you need the bridge, the AutoPatch bridge, and once that is all set up, I tell you what, it works like a charm. Okay, I hope everybody has a great weekend, great Saturday, rest of the day, and I will hear and connect here again. Okay, have an schönen Tag, Richard. Tschüss, G6GL.
Glad to do that, Linda. Thank you for all the info, and I'm glad you were able to check in, and I'll veto the info. Let's see. Jeanette's gone, I think. Mike's gone. Dale's gone. So let's go to W0FLX. Go ahead, it's the 7-3 ring.
Sunny. 45 degrees.
All right, KE0QQQ. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Roger that. Thank you for being here, and glad to have you, and have a good rest of your day. All right, so there's not going to be any late check round today. I have to go run and do some late evening errands, but everyone, thanks for being here. Glad to have everyone here today. We hope to hear you again next weekend. Thank you for everyone who connected up their systems. And give me just a minute to disconnect everything. 73WB9CSP.
Hey, can you give me a quick second for a question there? WPOS.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
All-star link that we could use, I could use on Saturday instead of Echo Link.
Yeah, 47337. 47337, if you want to try and come in next weekend on that, over.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.
AI antenna test.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.
ZDI antenna test.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours.
Mostly
sunny. 45 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours.
Mostly
sunny. 45 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Mostly sunny.
45 degrees.